This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone. Why don't you come see us live in Philadelphia this weekend? Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, we're at the Punchline in Philly. And then on Sunday night, we go to the beautiful Improv in Washington, D.C. Back here in the L.A. area on March 7th, Thursday night, I believe it is, at Levity Live in Oxnard, California.
The 805.
Coming to that. Is it the 805?
That is.
All right. And then Stamford, Connecticut, New York Comedy Club, Stamford, Connecticut, March 22nd, Friday night, one show only. And then on to the Auburn Theater in Auburn, New York. Can't wait. Tickets are $14.99.
Ooh.
So this, and their web's already almost sold out.
The
you
best
better get
deal
them
in
that.
Auburn.
And then, of course, Kansas City. Haven't been there in years and years and years. The Comedy Club in Kansas City, one night only, March 27th. And then on to one of our favorites, if not our favorite of all time, Side Splitters in Tampa, Florida, Saturday night, 6 p.m., April 6th. And then Dania Beach, Sunday night, April 7th, the Improv down there in Dania. I'm going to get it right one of these days, but you get the idea. Sunnyvale, how do you like that? Rooster Tea Feathers up there in Sunnyvale, California. Another place I haven't been doing forever. Love this club. Dallas Hyenas. Off Cabot Comedy Club in Beverly, Massachusetts, May 3rd and 4th. House of Comedy in Detroit, May 8th, 10th, and 11th. Sorry, May 10th and 11th. Detroit House of Comedy. And then Atlanta Punchline, May... Whatever, I can't read. It's my wife wrote these, and she writes numbers like a child. Anyway, you get Atlanta Punchline. That's where I'm coming. That's one night only as well. And I have a few other ones that I need to put in here. They're later in the year. All right, everybody. New episode coming up, cover to cover.
Cover to cover with Chris Frangiola. Cover to cover with Chris Frangiola.
Whoa, coming out hard on a Thursday over here, cover to cover. Little Judas Priest. British Steel is the album. Rob Halpin, of course, lead singer. Still out there, still going strong. Here we go. Breaking the law. I think we're probably breaking the law playing this song.
Yeah.
So it all makes sense. All righty, everybody. Hello. Welcome back. Thursday episode. So much to discuss. Hearing a lot about Cheetza.
Oh,
everyone's talking about the Cheetza. We, of course, over here on Cover to Cover, talked about it first.
Mm-hmm. When it was breaking.
Yeah, when it was breaking news. I mean, we were the first. And now every publication's, I called it the Chizza, but Alex corrected me and says it's probably Cheetza, which also is kind of a shitty name. But yeah. I guess Alex is right because it's pizza, Cheetza. But I never looked at pizza and said, is it pizza?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why I thought it was Chizza, but it's Cheetza. It's a Kentucky Fried Chicken on top of a pizza or something like that.
I think it's a pizza on top of...
something. Where, yeah, maybe that's it. Like the chicken
is the crust.
The chicken's the dough. Yes, yeah. Exactly right. That's correct. And you could currently get it here in America. For all our faults, everybody, you know, you say about America, we got a lot of problems here.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, you could get a chizza at Kentucky Fried Chicken. So there's that. Something to look forward to.
That kind of innovation's not coming out of Germany.
And another story I believe that we broke last week was the tattoo on Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about the big black tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
He's in trouble. Is he trying to turn black? Some people are saying. But he just went all black on the tattoo.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what Machine Gun Kelly's issues are. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know what kind of childhood he had. I've heard of interviews with him, but he's obviously got some, who knows? Is he still with, they're still together,
they're
right?
They're still him together,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. And they just do, like I said last week, they don't really do anything other than go on red carpets. I mean, I know that he was trying to be an actor for a minute, and I'm sure he probably has some stuff coming out in the pipeline, as we say, in the business, Alex. That's what we say. Had some stuff in the pipeline.
Yeah.
I got a lot of friends who have stuff. It's been in the pipeline for about 25 years. It's still in there. I got some stuff in the pipeline. What are you up to? I got some stuff in the pipeline.
Yeah.
I've never had anything in the pipeline, Alex. My pipelines are clear, free.
Yeah.
There's shit flowing through there.
Mm-hmm.
My pipelines are wide open. Never had a thing ever in my pipelines. And I'd like to say happy birthday, Alex. We don't normally do this on the podcast. We don't normally do birthday shout-outs.
Mm-hmm.
You want a couple of happy birthdays?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Chelsea Handler.
Whoa.
A dear friend of mine. A dear, dear friend and an old boss. But before she was a boss, she was a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And a good friend, like hanging out every day kind of friend. Met early on in our comedy careers. She took off to become Chelsea Handler, we all know today. And I worked on Chelsea Lately with her for probably almost 8 years. Thank the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank the Lord for Chelsea Handler. I say it time and time again. I don't know if anybody who, outside of like maybe my mom and dad, you know, but certainly not my brothers, I don't know anybody who's affected my life more just for the sheer fact that without her and the show, Chelsea, you know, not her necessarily, but the show Chelsea Lately, I would have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I probably would. I don't know if I would have found a way. I was, how can I best say this? I was basically you. You now, you know what I mean?
You were doing this good?
No, you know what I mean. I'm saying without me, you'd have nothing. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, understand. So I'm trying to explain the relationship that I have with Chelsea Handler to you by saying I'm your Chelsea Handler, more or less.
Yeah.
Except you're probably not making as much money as I did on Chelsea Lately, but
it was
TV, you know.
Yeah. We'll get that Cadillac soon.
And, I mean, because it was, anyway, 49 years old, Chelsea Handler, like 2 days ago, I believe.
Okay.
49th birthday, and she's out there skiing or whatever she does. And I wrote her, and I said, happy birthday. And she's the fastest text backer ever still. Right away, you get a text back, thank you, Chris. You know, because, so you know, it's a personal one.
Yeah.
It's not a thank you. Probably blew out a lot of thank yous, but I got to thank you, Chris. And that's about it. I don't go beyond that because that's our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need to
go.
So everything cool, you know, and then now we're in a conversation and I know she doesn't want that. I don't necessarily want that. So we're not going to. Done. Happy birthday. Done. Thanks, Chris. Done. Most people see you skiing. How's it going up there?
She doesn't have time.
We're not going to do a conversation here back and forth, okay?
Yeah.
And I understand that. And you know, I feel like that's why I still get a response back. Because if she knew there was going to be a conversation coming from me, she wouldn't respond back.
No.
But I've never been that guy, so we're good on that one. You guys all know what I'm talking about. Anyway, happy 49th, Chelsea Handler. And thank you for, you know, because it's still going to this point. You know, I mean, now I'm married with a child and everything else, and things are still going because I think of what I took out of Chelsea Lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I made some money. It started to go quickly when the show ended.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I've talked about this a million times on this podcast, but we'll get to some other stuff in a second. When the show ended, the money flies out. And I wasn't living a very extravagant lifestyle. I was in a rental, you know, rented apartment and whatever. Mm-hmm. I think my rent was $1,500 at the time.
Really?
I think so. I mean, this is, you know, we're talking 10 years ago almost.
Yeah.
It was a nice two-bedroom apartment in Studio City, like, but I mean, I bet it's
$4,500 now.
I'm saying. I bet it's $4,500
now. I've been jumping. It is.
But at the time, it was I think $1,500. Maybe went up to $1,700. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so, and then of course, I, you know, cars and everything else and just no income, zero. Going to maybe playing a shit club here and there because that all dried up too. But I, and then of course the podcast, now this, and it's all back. It's all back. Thank the Lord to the people who listen to this podcast now. So if you guys, if it's any of your birthdays, happy birthday to you as well, because Chelsea Handler stuff ended. And now because of you guys, we're back.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to you guys. If you have a birthday today, and March 1st coming up, here we are March 1st. I'm seeing a lot of, I don't know, for whatever reason, you know, I just go to Google. When you go to Google something, Google will, below your little Dropbox, whatever it is, they'll just have news stories. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, you know, I guess they know, I don't know, I must have put in spring ahead, you know, the, what do they call it? Daylight savings.
Daylight savings.
And I keep getting notifications that it's coming. But it's not coming anytime soon. It's probably like March 21st or something, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, March 1st is in a couple days away. And so what I'm trying to get at is you, for all of you who are in hell right now, been still in the throes of winter, whether it's been that bad or not, I'm not exactly sure how, because I've gone to some of your cities, like the really shit winter cities throughout the last couple of months. And I just got good weeks or whatever, but I haven't seen anything. Like, there's been no blizzards, at least that I know of, in like New York or Philly or Boston or any of the East Coast cities that, you know, have gotten pounded in the past. I don't think anything, I don't think New York City's gotten snow, any accumulation of snow in like 3 years. Mm-hmm. So who knows what that's all about, but we over here in California have gotten probably more, like in the mountains, you know what I mean? But anyway, what I'm trying to say, March 1st, everybody, it's spring. Spring is, this is it. I got a pomegranate tree in the back, Alex. Mm-hmm. I thought it was dead, you know, because it looks dead. But you know what they call that when it looks dead in the winter?
What?
They call it, there's a word for it. Dormant.
Dormant.
Dormant. They call it dormant, Alex. It was just dormant because it's coming back. And then some other stuff. I'm starting to see some pops of leaves coming out of some of my flowers.
Oh.
So I'm like, whoa, we're in, spring is here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's something to look forward to.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell right now that I am just stretching? This is what we call in the business stretching, Alex.
Oh, no, sometimes, I couldn't tell.
If you've ever done television or any type of live TV, you know, sometimes maybe let's go back to Chelsea Lately once again. And we were pretty much live on that show. And let's say our guest was a little late. One of the directors would be off stage going, they would moving their arms like, oh, like
spreading
stretch,
their arms apart.
Stretch, stretch.
Yeah.
That's to us sitting at the round table, like, go longer. Mm-hmm. Whatever the fuck you got to talk about, talk about.
Yeah.
So that's when I would be like, hey, March 1st is here. What does that mean? Spring's coming. Mm-hmm. You fucking dope. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing right now because, once again, we looked for a ton of. We've been doing a lot of podcasts in a row because we got to go to Philadelphia this weekend. Very excited about Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a good time in Philadelphia. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Philadelphia Punchline. So we've been stacking podcasts. We do a lot of Patreon episodes. Great Patreon episode. Talking about the wedding I went to and all that. If you don't have Patreon, it's over there on Patreon. I'm not one of those people who tries to, you know, push everyone to Patreon and then I give the free people, like today's episode, the one you're listening to currently on Thursday, I try to make them all as entertaining as possible. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's just no stories, and I wind up talking about Machine Gun Kelly's tattoo. But anyway, back to Machine Gun Kelly. He has a new song.
Yes, he does.
And, you know, my feeling on Machine Gun Kelly is I think a little bit, from what I'm seeing, and my ear's not to the track as closely as it used to be, so maybe there is something going on. Maybe, you know, maybe this is the number one song in the country. I don't even know. But I'm feel like a little bit has fallen off, and we need to get something back here.
Yeah.
We need to, you know, this guy needs to get back in the fold, you know? I feel like he's getting taken over by, you know, who's the guy with the tattoos all over his face who sang at the...
Post Malone?
Post Malone. Post Malone, it seems to be, I don't know, maybe, are they in the same world? Who knows? I'm just talking like white guy rappers.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, here you go. This is a little new Machine Gun Kelly, if you're interested in this sort of thing. Here he goes.
He plays his own piano.
Well, obviously. I mean, that's like for that's like a child. Yeah. But not bad.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Lately, my thoughts eating me alive. Laid in the bed thinking maybe the hate will finally go away if I'm not alive. Wish I didn't listen, just like I wish they would understand me one time. I had a breakdown and tatted my entire body except one line.
Oh, there he goes. He tatted his entire body except one line, he said. I had a breakdown. Oh, he sees his family's reflection. Oh, he's drinking.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, is this a bad... This is not my thing, but... It's not bad, I guess. What do I do with this song? Do I dance to it or... Like, do I listen to it in the car?
Mm-hmm. You break down to it. If you have a breakdown anytime soon.
I'm about to have one trying to get this episode finished. Okay, so... But this is not for me. Mm-mm. This is, you know... He's not making his music for 57-year-old man. He's making it for somebody else. But, I mean, there you go. So he's back to his rap roots. For a second there, he went like rock and roll. He was going like pop punk kind of thing. And I guess he's decided, no, we're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go back to what we know. And there he is. You know, I've met him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever told the story.
No.
But here goes. Maybe here you go. This is a new. Maybe this might be a new story. Just when I thought I was out of new stories, here goes. Years ago, they used to do a thing called the AVN Awards in Las Vegas. The AVN Adult Video News. That's what the AVNs are.
Yeah,
and it's like a porn.
It's a porn convention.
Porn awards, a porn convention, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it, I believe, at like the Hard Rock back when that was a thing. It was 10 years ago, maybe more. Anyway, somehow they ask Fortune Feimster if she wants to go or attend or give out an award or something. And this is when Fortune is not Fortune that we know today. She's not selling out theaters or on TV shows or whatever.
It would have been immediate no today.
Yes, absolutely, an immediate no. But however, back then she was young and you know, looking for a hot lesbian action or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think she was just like, yeah, I'll go check that out, you know? And she asked me, we were friendly at the time, we were working together on Chelsea Lately, and she said, do you want to come to the AVNs with me?
Mm-hmm.
We're invited to the AVN Awards. And I was like, oh, sure, I'd go to that. Just check it out, you know, see whatever. I mean, I don't care about these sort of things, but... So we walk into the adult video news, and turns out we were like big stars in the adult video world.
Yeah.
Because I think I've mentioned this before on the podcast. In the, like, Chelsea Lately aired on at like 11 o'clock on E, and then it aired again at 2 a.m., sorry, the same episode would air at 2 a.m. And I feel a lot of like ne'er-do-wells, for lack of a better term, watched it at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So we were very popular with like, convicts, bartenders, porn stars, strippers, like, because when they got home from wherever they, whatever problems they were starting in the world, they watched Chelsea Lately at 2 a.m. That's where they got, most of them got their news.
Yeah, people of the night.
People, exactly. Thank you, Alex. People of the night. So they got their news from us sitting at a round table talking about Lindsay Lohan or some dumb shit.
While you're stretching.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So we were a big deal. And it's wild to see who goes to these things because there's, you know, like Dave Navarro was there, you know, who's like, well, he was a guitarist for, you know, Porno for Pyros and Jane's Addiction and among others. And, you know, he's like that guy. Everyone wants Dave Navarro to be at your porn awards because he wears like boas and he's Dave Navarro.
Yeah.
And, but it was an absolute mess. Like we walk in and there's like a red carpet that's like, the red carpet goes through the casino, okay? So, and lining the red carpet is a bunch of people who watch porn.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, when porn was, it's so different now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's even, I think it might have still been, you know, there was some internet porn, but I think even still like DVDs perhaps, I mean, back then.
When I worked at Hollywood Video.
Yeah.
Pirates 3 came out to DVD, and it was just
that was like a big budget porn movie, yeah, or something. Huge,
but we got it at there, and it wasn't like behind the black swinging door. It was just on the wall.
Okay,
you know?
So yeah. So
there was still some of that.
Yeah. So I'm thinking at this time it was probably DVDs were ending, and it was going into just exclusively,
mm-hmm, yeah,
like on online. But anyway, and these people, like, you know, they're rock stars in the world of, like, I want to say losers. You loser. You know, these guys who are like just like dying to see whoever the fuck. I don't even know who their names. Yeah. And they're just freaking out. And like they're seeing, you know, Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
So anyway, and you know, I mean, it's a rough life, I would imagine, you know, being in porn. I think there's a bit of, you know, they like to drink, like do whatever. So all the girls and guys, they're both, mm-hmm, they're hammered.
Yeah.
Already. And they're not even into the, you know, the place where they're having the awards yet, and they're wasted.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so now Fortune and I go in and we take our seats, and it starts. And I forget who was like the host. It was some comedian who was just, you know, I guess the act was to just be real dirty and just bombing because nobody's paying attention. They're all drunk. Mm-hmm. They're all into each other. You know, they're just talking to each other about Lord knows what.
They're networking. How do you get a scene with him?
Right. Something like that. Who knows? But anyway, then, and opening the show, Machine Gun Kelly.
Ooh.
This is when nobody knows who he is. This has got to be 12, maybe 15 years ago. He's a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes out and he's just jumping around, rapping. And once again, nobody paying attention.
Yeah.
And then the awards begin. And they're giving out awards for different, you know, things. You guys get what I'm saying. You know, mm-hmm, I don't want to, it's, you know, best blowjob and best this and best, mm-hmm, that. And the people are winning and they're getting up there and accepting it. And they're making really long speeches because they've had a few.
Yeah.
And it's going on for, I mean, we didn't even get through two awards before we're 2.5 hours in.
Uh-huh.
And finally Fortune turns to me and says, are we done? I was like, oh, we're done.
Yeah.
Like, let's go. So we headed out, and I think it lasted 6 hours. So anyway, that was our time. That was my time meeting Machine Gun Kelly, because then they asked us to give out an award or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, I don't know. We're good sitting. I mean, I'm not kidding when I say this, and I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody by being too dirty, but they wanted us to give out like best anal scene or something. And we're like, no, like it wouldn't be a good look on either one of us,
yeah,
you know? So we didn't do that. And went back to our rooms. And
does
that was
2014
our time.
Sound about right?
It does sound about right.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's about right.
That was the year that Machine Gun Kelly was the first person ever to perform at the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards and the AVN Awards in the same year.
Is that true?
That is true.
What are they saying?
It just says that he was the first and that he had to do... he had to switch up his set a little bit.
Yeah, well, okay, so there you go. So that I think it was 2014. Mm-hmm. That's when it was. So what's that, 10 years ago? That's what I said.
It was hosted by comedian actress Rebecca Cochin.
Yeah, Rebecca Cochin. Yeah, that was Dante is another comedian. Uh-huh. That's his wife. Yeah,
oh,
okay. That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah, wow, Alex.
You guys were there.
Who won? Any winners that we could talk about?
Well, there was a new category that year, BBW Performer of the Year.
What's BBW? What's that mean?
Big Beautiful Women.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, yeah. Who won that?
April Flores.
I don't know her. I don't know if I'm not familiar with her work.
The Clever Title of the Year Award was won by Seymour Butts for his adaptation Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Oh, is it Vegas?
Cirque du Soleil.
His name's not really Seymour Butts, is it? You think his name's really Seymour Butts?
I mean, his name is Adam Glasser, but professionally.
He'd like to see more butts.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't?
He's produced hundreds of films in the gonzo genre of pornography.
Okay, I think we got it. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. 2014, good job, Alex. Okay, everybody. Why is Finland? You know Finland? Are you familiar with Finland?
I've heard of it.
It's the happiest country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why?
I don't know why.
This is going to be... I found a treasure trove, mm-hmm, of topics for today, and they're all mental health related. Because Alex, we live in a time where mental health is a crisis.
Yeah,
whether you have a good, strong mental health, lack of mental health, it's a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I like to believe my mental health is strong.
Yeah.
But I don't, I think everybody thinks, any, you know, a homeless guy walking down the street, you know, talking to himself, he probably thinks his mental health is strong too.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe that's part of my problem is mm-hmm. I think my mental is strong and it's not.
Well, I think it ebbs and flows, you know. So.
Yeah, you know, if you guys listened to the Patreon yesterday, so it was fucking ebbing, I think. Anyway, you know why Finland is number one? They have, these are the three things psychologists believe that why Finland is the happiest country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They have a strong sense of community and relatedness. I agree with that. We here in America do not have a strong sense of community. Maybe you guys do in your personal neighborhoods. And I think that's a good thing. We don't have a strong sense of community in Los Angeles.
No.
Maybe. I don't leave the house. So there might be a strong sense of community out there. I know the comedy, say what you want about it, you know. I think there's a strong sense of community in the comedy world, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I, once again, have chosen to not be a part of it.
Yeah.
But I do believe that there is a very strong sense of community in the comedy world, to its credit.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have that. But Finland, the entire country, has a strong sense of community. They're not screaming at each other about, you know, whatever, the border. You know, but then they don't have the problems we have. You know what I mean? Like Finland, yeah, it's real easy to be happy over there. You know, you don't got to eat a chitsa.
No.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think so. You think the people of Finland are eating chitsa?
I bet they're not.
No fucking way. you know who eats chitsa? Seymour Butts.
Seymour Butts.
Doing good deeds for other people. They do good deeds for other people over there.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I'd like to. I really do. There are times when I really do. I gave a hat to a homeless guy. You guys know the story.
Mm-hmm.
I searched him out. It was not easy for me to get him that hat. I don't think he ever used it, but whatever. It made me feel good.
Yeah.
But then I've also, you know, I saw an old guy fall down on rollerblades and I didn't help him.
No.
And then yesterday I saw a guy break down in his car and I knew what the car was. I heard, you know, he was.
Oh, like the car broke down.
Yeah. And I knew it wasn't going to. I heard it. This is turning over, as they say in the auto mechanic business. This one's not starting.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably could have walked out of and helped this guy push it.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Okay.
But then I saw two guys did help him. Mm-hmm. So they were pushing it somewhere. But I needed to know, like, where we're going to push this. Because I would have pushed it a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to push it a couple of miles. I don't have that kind of time.
I'll get you into the parking lot, but.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to get you home.
But I'm trying to, I knew where we were, and I'm like, I don't know, there's no gas stations close. Like, mm-hmm. where are we going with this? Finding a clear purpose for oneself. The people of Finland all have a clear purpose for themselves. I mean, but that's Finland. Once again, you don't have LA's problems.
Mm-hmm.
People work to find purpose in life. I mean, I don't, there you go. That's why the people of Finland are happy.
Okay.
What do you think about that, Alex?
I think it's pretty good. They have purpose. You know, speaking of mental health, I did find something on MGK's tattoo.
What does it say?
That the cover up was for spiritual purposes only.
I know. I heard him say that, but what does that mean?
He had had a spiritual consultation. We're told he explained to his artist that all of his tats were too chaotic for him now, and he was seeking change and order.
And he just went black?
Yeah.
Like black, just, I mean, whatever. I mean, this guy's got problems, right?
Yeah.
You know, and not that, I'm not saying that bad or good, but
mm-hmm.
it's got to be tough.
It took 13 six-hour sessions to complete it, and he's in a mentally healthier place now because of it.
That's good. Okay, well, speaking of chitsa, mm-hmm. while we're on it, there's a couple of reviews of it. KFC Diehards, this marks a coming out party for the chitsa, which debuted in the Philippines in 2015 for regular appearing at the KFC in China, Thailand, Germany, and Spain. We've talked about that. The fan favorite mashup is finally available in the U.S. Okay, blah, blah, blah. As advertised, a chitsa, which showed up at a free chitseria pop-up, Alex,
ooh.
On 14th Street, New York City, on Friday. Entails two extra crispy KFC chicken fillets slathered with marinara sauce and cheese, and then topped with mozzarella cheese pepperoni slices to make a pizzafication complete. Despite the familiar constituents, I was initially hesitant to try the chitsa. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But here you go. You want to hear what this guy thought of it?
Yep.
The chitsa. Fortunately, the chitsa is light years more palatable, even if it does skew a bit more chicken. He felt that it's a little more chicken than pizza.
Yeah.
But he says it's pretty good. Its flavor profile ranks closer, this guy's talking about the cheats. Uh-huh. He called it a flavor profile.
Oh.
Its flavor profile rings closer to that of a chicken parmesan. That's what I was getting.
Yeah.
I was getting a very, you said that, I think. We thought it was just chicken parmesan.
Looks it Italian.
It rings closer to chicken parmesan, and the chicken managed to maintain its herbal essence. Wow, this guy's really fucking putting a flowery speech on this.
On the nose, I'm getting grease.
The chicken managed to maintain its herbal essence despite being thoroughly baptized in marinara.
Mm-hmm.
Having previously tried the dish in Shanghai, traveler, I can safely say the quality is fairly consistent from country to country.
Mm-hmm.
The chicha comes in two sizes. Mm. You can get it a small or in a large. Customers can only get it as part of a combo meal. Here's what it comes with. You can only get it. You can't just buy it. Can I get a chicha?
The a la carte?
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
You got to get it as a meal deal over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is? The meal deal comes with coleslaw, beans, or the other side. You choose your side.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think that goes for? What do you think the chizza meal deal goes for?
Ooh.
You get two, smaller or large. I believe this is the price of the large. Mm-hmm. And beans or coleslaw, your choice.
In New York City, where the chizzeria
is? Let's just say it's anywhere, yeah.
I'm going to say $11.99.
$14.
Okay.
$14.
It's a little stiff, but...
Yeah. However, there's a tad of a... Chintzy with the cheese. Oh, they're a little chintzy with the cheese, this guy says, you know. And they don't expect it to be any record-breaking pulls on this one. All told, the chicha might not be able to replace fried chicken or pizza. If you like both of those, go with, you know, go one day, go get the pizza. Mm-hmm. Next day, go get some fried chicken. Don't mix the two, is what this guy's saying. However, this pie in the sky creation can definitely be used to sop up the suds of an all-night bender. Well, that sounds disgusting.
I mean, that's pretty much all it's for, right? No, nobody who's not hungover is
good,
eating one of
good
those.
Deal. All right. Well, there you go.
Do you remember the Double Down?
Yes.
That was where they essentially took two pieces of chicken and put a sandwich in between.
Yeah,
them.
I remember that. And wasn't that long ago. I remember talking about that, I think, on this podcast for a little while.
And then I didn't even know about this one, but they also had a Double Down dog, a hot dog in between two pieces of chicken.
I mean, they're just like, who like works over there and is just like throwing this shit at the wall? All right, but that's good.
Yeah.
We're early into 2024, and there's a couple of things that I think if I never heard again, I'd be over the moon happy to never hear again. I'm going to give you the three things. All three, I don't really know anything about them.
Okay.
But I just constantly hear and see articles nonstop about, and maybe it's just the world I'm in and the way the things I look at on the internet. So they're targeting me with, first of all, Ozempic.
Okay.
Just Ozempic. Yes. Everything about Ozempic. I just hear this person's on Ozempic. Ozempic this, Ozempic that, side effects of Ozempic. Take Ozempic, don't take Ozempic. Is Ozempic. I just keep hearing about it. It's like driving me insane. The next one is, I know, but I don't know, and I don't care, is Gypsy Rose.
Ah, yeah.
This woman, Gypsy Rose, killed her mother or something. The boyfriend killed the mother. I half-assedly know the story, but if I got to see one more thing about Gypsy Rose Blanchard or anything Gypsy Rose, I'm going to fucking go. I'm going to get on Ozempic.
Yeah.
And Tom Sandoval. Tom fucking Sandoval.
Still going.
I've never seen an episode of Vanderpump Rules. I don't know anything other than he's on it. Mm-hmm. I kind of know the story about why he's in the news, you know, cheated on this girl with that girl and blah, blah, blah. But if I hear one more fucking thing about Gypsy Rose, Ozempic, or Tom Sandoval, I'm going to freak out. Because now we're, you know, struggling to look for stories to talk about. And I'm just like, every single thing is Gypsy Rose,
Ozempic,
and Tam Sandoval.
Yeah.
And now Wendy Williams, Wendy Williams, but which is kind of a depressing story.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't watched this thing yet on TLC or whatever the documentary's on, but it's just like, you know, now the camera crew was like, well, had we known if she had dementia, we wouldn't have filmed.
Yeah.
And now I was like, well, you could have stopped filming once you found out she had dementia. But that, well, we didn't want to do that.
Well, we already had a lot of gold.
This is great TV here. So apparently it's just real depressing what this thing. And then the other thing, which is I can't really, maybe you guys know, but there seems to be some, like, is P. Diddy gay or not? Like, this story has been coming up for the last few years. There's a guy out there who always says, I was an employee of his, and he sexually assaulted me. Yeah. Now, that could mean a million different things.
Yes.
You know, sexual assault could mean verbally, I think, or whatever. And then now I'm reading something that Diddy released a video of this guy. Gay porn star takes credit for alleged Stevie J image in Diddy lawsuit. Mm-hmm. Diddy was accused of sharing a sex tape that allegedly showed Stevie J with another man. But a gay porn star is coming forward to say it's actually him seen in the now viral image.
Yeah.
It's not Stevie J?
No.
Who the fuck's Stevie J?
Stevie J.
Stevie J works for Diddy?
I guess.
But what I'm saying is the whole world seems to be surrounded with, you know, some sort of homosexual undertones, the Diddy world. You know, this Diddy's having a tough go of it the past couple of months. I mean, he's getting sexual assault claims from ex-employees, women,
men.
So is it, like, what happens now? Is it over?
Yeah.
Like, he was another guy who was trying to be an actor there for a minute, you know, was in some stuff. But I remember one time he was upset. He kept saying, I don't know why people don't ask me if I could, you know, they were looking for a new James Bond at the time. I think before they got Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
And he's like, why doesn't anybody ask me? I could be James Bond. I'm like, well, because you're like a weird looking black guy. I mean, you know, you're not like Idris Elba.
Yeah.
You got an odd look about you.
You're not suave. You're not debonair.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, that's probably why, you know, remember years ago when they gave the role of Batman to Michael Keaton, just way back, everybody, but people were furious. More people were upset about that than any president we've ever had.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe they gave Batman to Michael Keaton. He's Mr. Mom. And people were furious, if you remember this time.
Yeah.
And then Adam West, who was the Batman I know from, like, these dumb TV show in the 60s and 70s.
The boom Zip, Pang Pow?
Yeah, back when that was Batman. And Adam West was like, I don't know, they didn't even ask me. I'm like, well, that's because you're 70.
Yeah.
You know, they're looking to change it up a little bit. So they went, Michael Keaton. Anyway, but that's why. But anyway, it seems like that P. Diddy seems to be in, I don't know if you'd consider it trouble or... is it all just a lot of...
Well, I was reading up on the lawsuit, and the guy alleges a lot of things. I think he's taken it to... He's kind of starting to look more like... He's like, one, he did all this to me, but someone else got shot once upon a time, and he covered it up, and then this...
Yeah, well, that's always been the thing with him. You know, he was involved in the shooting of this guy. Was he involved in the shooting of that guy? Yeah. He beats people up, and... I mean, there's another guy, I don't even know what he does. Like, is he a... I mean, does he still release records, or does he make music?
He produces now, I believe.
Produces who? Like, anybody I know of? I get, sure. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, we all know who he is, but, I mean, you know, he's got a line of eyeglasses over at America's Best.
The artist.
But I can't. I've told my story.
The artist formerly known as Puff Daddy now makes the bulk of his bucks on booze, particularly his partnership with Ciroc Vodka.
Ciroc, yeah.
Also includes, his beverage empire also includes ownership in De Leon Tequila and Aqua Hydrate Alkaline Water.
Oh, shit, really?
Yep.
So that's how you do it?
That's what he's doing. I mean, isn't that where 50 Cent made all his money, too?
Yeah, they always said that, vitamin water or something, yeah. Well, good. I mean, everybody make $1 million. So that's what he's doing these days outside of sexually harassing everybody, guys, girls, everybody. Mm-hmm. All right, well, there you have it, everybody. Well, we'll make it a bit of a short episode, and we'll come back again the next day, tomorrow. Bad Bunny got in trouble. I'll just read a couple of headlines for you. Bad Bunny rode a horse on stage. PETA does not like that.
Yeah.
PETA gets fierce. PETA came after Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce for going to the zoo in Sydney, Australia. Don't you dare. Then they went after Bad Bunny. Don't you ride a horse on stage?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I guess, sure. Because the horse is not in its element, you know, when they're on stage. They're not used to that.
Yeah.
Horses, they don't. They're not normally at rap concerts. I remember years ago when they attacked, when the tiger attacked Siegfried and Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And the guy went,
oh, do I?
He never came back from
Roy
it.
Horn.
Like, yeah, Roy Horn. He wound up dying years later, but he never actually came back. I mean, he was
pretty
completely
crippled.
Yeah. Debilitated from it.
That's a hometown hero for me.
I know. I mean, Siegfried and Roy were Vegas, mm-hmm. if you remember, and those white tigers and whatever. They were, it was a big deal. But he got dragged off by the tiger, and they was like, well, everyone said the tiger was out of his element.
Mm-hmm.
They go, well, yeah, it was in a casino.
Well,
I mean, it's not normally a tiger's element is not surrounded by slot machines. I would have, it certainly was out of his element. Yeah.
I mean,
we're,
could say
we're all out of our element in Vegas, honestly.
But, I mean, but he did 340 shows a year. You think the tiger would have.
I know. I guess at one point, the tiger's like, many of us in show business, eventually you're like, oh, fuck this.
Just someone booing in the front row.
So the tiger's like, I'm going to get this guy's throat.
Yeah.
So,
some heckler. It's not even a real tiger. And he just snapped.
Jesus. All right, everybody. What do we got to get out of here, Ron Alex? We'll give you guys a little bit of a break. Enjoy. Go listen to some other podcasts. Go see us live. Philadelphia this weekend. And then all the other places, frangiola.fun has everything. DC also this weekend, Sunday night, and on and on and on. One more thing before we go. Are you familiar with an intimacy coordinator, Alex? You know what that is?
Yeah,
intimacy coordinator.
I am.
I guess what an intimacy coordinator does is they're on the set during like sex scenes in movies. I don't think they're in, you know, just like regular movies, not like we just talked about the porn awards. I don't think there's intimacy coordinators there, but maybe, I don't know. I don't know the porn world anymore. I don't even know if it is a world anymore. I'm not sure how it all works, but intimacy coordinators, it's saying this is a new thing. Now need actors' consent to discuss sex scenes publicly. A new SAG-AFTRA rule now requires intimacy coordinators to get consent from actors before publicly speaking about their sex scenes. Well, of course. I think that's why would the intimacy coordinator speak publicly about it anyway? Like they go on a podcast or something and go, you know, I've got a small dick, Willem Dafoe or something like that.
Yeah.
Not that listen, that was just me making something up. I don't know anything about Willem Dafoe's dick. I bet it's probably, he looks like one of those sinewy, skinny guys with a big one.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing. Uh-huh. I don't know anything about Willem Dafoe. I just used his name based on nothing. Intimacy coordinators are a crucial resource on any set to ensure protection of our members working in intimate scenes. SAG-AFTRA spokesperson said, intimacy coordinators should maintain the confidentiality of an actor's work and experience in performing highly sensitive scenes unless they have the actor's permission to publicly share the information.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to agree with this. I think that's of course.
Yeah.
That seems normal.
This is stemming from that conversation, or we talked about it a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Wednesday Addams, her new show where she's dating a teacher.
Yes. Oh, is it stemming from that movie?
Yeah, the intimacy coordinator, I think, came out and made some comments.
Oh,
I believe is what
okay.
I read.
Yes.
And everyone is like, hey, you don't get to be the person that we go to for intimacy.
Yeah, Jenny Ortega and Martin Freeman and Miller's Girl. Yes, that's what it's saying. Mm-hmm. SAG-AFTRA's amendment to the standards and protocols comes days after Christina Arjona spoke with the Daily Mail at length about the highly controversial sex scene between Jenna Ortega and Martin Freeman in Miller's Girl. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, there wasn't an intimacy coordinator when I was making my movies, Alex, many, many years ago with Bob Wellborn. I've told the story, everybody. Mm-hmm. This is back when the guy would pay me cash money, $150 at the end of every day. And I would do pretty much, you know, he wanted me to model. One day it would be modeling of me just walking around a shitty, shitty pool in Malibu. Now, when I say Malibu, it's not the Malibu you're thinking of, everybody.
No.
This is a shit part of Malibu.
Yeah.
And he had he lived in an apartment complex in Malibu, and the pool wasn't his. It was pool for the whole apartment complex.
It was an apartment complex?
Yeah. Pool? So I would walk around the pool and, you know, he had a mail order, but I've told the story before, so I won't tell it again. But he also made movies too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that was originally what he'd hired me for, to be in a movie called Are You Lonesome Tonight was the title of the movie. I know I've told the story before, but we're desperate. So here it goes. I'll tell it again. Maybe some new listeners are over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Used to be a thing called Dramalogue. That's how you got cast in things. Okay.
Yeah.
It was a paper back when there was such things. This pre-internet, way pre-internet. And you would buy a paper every week, and you'd look through it, and it'd be these castings. Now, this is This is not Paramount Pictures, Universal, you know, Fox, 20th Century Fox. These are scam artists trying to scam young actors for mm-hmm. whatever reason.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's, I was smart enough to know that, but $150 is $150. So the guy says, meet us at Tranca's. All of this stuff's gone now. It was like a bar restaurant in Malibu. Now it's called Tranca's Market, I believe. But if you guys are familiar with the area, it's on Pacific Coast Highway. And I walk into Tranca's restaurant at like noon. And I say, I'm here to see Bob Wellborn. I like, yeah, he's over in the booth. So
like that was his office.
Well, yeah, more they or less. And the restaurant's it's up and running. They're serving lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he's sitting there and he's got a little dog and like an assistant with him. And he talks like this. He goes, oh, okay, you'd be perfect for the role of Josh, the new model in town.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, you know, I mean, sure. Now, bear in mind, I'm okay-looking guy. I'm certainly not, what's the term that people use that we talked about yesterday on Patreon? Sweet baby?
Girl... I don't recall.
Baby girl.
You're like no Jacob Elordi.
Yeah, I'm no Jacob Elordi. You know uh-huh. what I mean? Like, Jacob, I'm not 6'4", yeah. just strapping shoulders that would stop you in your tracks and go, oh, my God, you'd be the new model in town. I mean, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly not Josh, the new model in town.
Mm-hmm.
But this loser, nobody else walked into the restaurant that day.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, so then he gives me what we call sides, like a page from the script. Fucking piece of shit. Anyway, now I'm standing up in a restaurant that's functioning. They're serving lunch.
Yeah.
And I'm auditioning while this guy has a clam chowder.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yes, you got it. You're the new model in town. So I'm like, oh my God, this
You're
is
Josh.
It. I'm in show business. This is it. This movie is going to premiere, you know, and I'm going to, at, you know, the man's Chinese theater, I'm going to put my hands in the cement. Well, I'm going to be at the Oscars. Yeah. This is what I'm thinking. And, you know, he's like, when does it begin? Like, this is a massive production. Tomorrow, shooting starts. Oh, already? We're up and running.
You got, like, the lighting ready and the...
Everything's... We're up and running. We're done. We're shooting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Be here tomorrow. Another, you know, gives me a location. Get down on the beach. So I show up and there's, like, five other dumb actors who went through the same bullshit. And we're all in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Yeah.
There's no script. This guy's kind of just making it up as he goes along. And everything ends with, he goes, he has another guy with him. This is my screenwriter friend. He wrote the script.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what script? You keep talking about a script, but there's no script. He's like, yeah, but it's in his head.
Yeah.
He knows what he's talking. This guy knows. So the guy comes over and he goes, hey, okay, let me tell you, you're just a bunch of kids. You're blowing off some steam.
Mm-hmm.
And go. So this guy's got a video camera.
Yeah.
Old-timey fucking video camera. You know, the one you put the tape in, mm-hmm. push it in, press play. That's what it is. This isn't a Panavision that you see in, you know, in movies. No film. Just a videotape. Uh-huh. And everybody go. Action. And here we are. Like, so then... The next day he goes, okay, done. We shot for a couple hours. Just me just fucking talking
mm-hmm.
and, you know, improvise, just dumb shit.
Yeah.
Next day we're shooting actually in a hotel somewhere in Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
And these girls, you know, he was like, and this guy, he was obviously a gay man, I believe. He never made a move on me or mm-hmm. anything, but he just by looking at him, he was a gay man.
What was his name?
Bob Wellborn. We've already looked him up. Yeah. He's not even, you know, he's long dead. He was an old man then. Anyway, and I've told the story about it. He was in, you know, they went after him for all sorts
fraud.
Of fraud and, yeah, everything else. But anyway, we go to a hotel room and now there's a couple of girls. He's like, you girls take off your tops for this scene. And they did.
Yeah.
You know, and not that I was like on them or anything, but I was like, oh, so just, you know, back in the 80s when you just take off your top for no reason,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to sell the movie.
Yeah.
There's a couple of girls with no top on. And so that's what it was. But there was no intimacy cord back then, no intimacy cord. I remember one girl was like, no, she's the only one. Like, she's like, I'm not doing that. And he's like, what do you mean? She's like, I don't want to take off my top. All right. You're fired. The girl's like, okay. She drove home. She's the lucky one. Got out of there. I remember one time, and then the next day, he rented a studio, and we're going to shoot in a studio, a real live studio, and he, And he, you know, he was just making shit up.
Yeah.
And he goes, this is going to be a campfire scene. And his writer friend's like, yeah, this is going to be a campfire scene. You guys are all going to have a, you're going to just blow off some steam. Yeah. Right, campfire. And his one thing, the writer guy, he just would buy like a six pack of Sprite or something.
Uh-huh.
And that was our prop. And he goes, so you guys, because I don't think they could afford liquor.
Yeah.
You know, Sprite was or whatever. Six pack of Sprite was $2. Beer was $5. So he's like, get the Sprite.
Yeah.
And then he goes, okay, so what you guys gonna do is you're gonna open the Sprite. And turns out it's not Sprite. It's somebody spiked it.
Ooh.
It's liquor.
Spiked Sprite.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, okay, but it's sealed. He's like, yeah. And he spiked it in the, so I was like, wait. They spiked it in the factory?
Coca-Cola?
Yeah. I feel like this is a big conspiracy. We should probably be explaining this.
Yeah.
No. Just blow off some steam, would you please? I'm like, okay. So then he goes out in like a parking lot, comes back with like some twigs and some kindling, and the fucking guy lights a fire inside the studio.
That he
We're
rented.
Indoors.
Yeah.
And some security guy goes, what are you doing? We're doing a fireplace scene with these kids have opened a tainted Sprite.
Yeah.
And they're blowing off steam. And the guy's like, the fuck are you out of your mind? Put that fire out. No. Don't keep the cameras rolling like he would. Cut. What is the problem? You're lighting a fire indoors, you fucking maniac. Mm-hmm. Anyway, these are the things I did. So anyway, I don't know why, because intimacy coordinators led me to, because there was like weird sex scenes. I was never involved in them.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of the guys, for anything, for to be on more camera time, he's like, would you lay in the bed with this girl? Yes. You know, and they are rolling around. I see the one guy, like back when there was like Skinamax movies, I never saw any of these people ever again, ever. And, you know, nobody went on to like do anything.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, that's the guy from that movie that I shot in a weird hotel in Malibu. Who knows what became of them.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the guys, he was like real jacked up. How he was not the new model in town, Josh. This guy was literally Josh.
Yeah.
And I think he was a model in town. He could have had the role. Like, I think people came on the set like, who's playing the role of Josh, the new model in town? They were like, him, pointing to me. Like, wait, him?
Him?
And then, like, because there were like five other guys who were like gorgeous. And like, but what about these guys who look like a model in town? He doesn't look like a model. They're like, all right, everybody, we got it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I got the part. That's the end of that.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to carry this piece of shit.
That's me. And you know, in the end, 2 years later, when the police came knocking on the, they didn't come to these fuckers' house. They came to my house
because
I was the star. All right, of the movie. Oh my God, what an absolute fucking nightmare. Oh, this business back in those days. You fuckers have it. Anybody starting out in show business now, God bless you, but you're lucky now. You could just Google it. Oh, this is not legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
And you could probably, you know, get, and, you know, thanks to all these people who got some of the assholes out of the business, you know, Me Too and whatever else. Thank God for that. It's been cleaned up a little bit, I think, you know? Certainly not to the point where you're just rolling around for $150 in strange hotel rooms.
Yeah.
But I drove home, took my $150 cash money that he'd pull out of a suitcase at the end of the day, and I'll be back tomorrow. See what the fuck this lunatic's going to do.
Honestly, I would take that job now for $150. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't. I mean, it was pretty good.
Back then, that's...
Yeah, $150 back then, I was killing it.
You pay by the day?
But then what I'm saying is, back to what I was saying about the business being cleaned up, now they have intimacy coordinators who are there on set, who are just making sure everything's legitimate.
Yeah.
Don't
put your hand there.
Exactly. So good. God bless them.
Middle back, not lower.
Anyway, Jenna Ortega and Martin Freeman, I mean, you know, we'll see this movie. Okay, that's it. Now we really got to go. I stretched it as long as I can by telling stories that I've told a million times before, but I added some new detail. That story, there's so many details of that story that I'll be pulling juice out of that fucking lemon for the next 10 years. Because I haven't even scratched the surface on, I was going probably for 3 weeks, and every day was a new, just baffling, ridiculous thing. And it's just such a different time that it's hard to even explain how crazy it all was. And I mean, nothing like illegal or anything. Nobody was, nothing like that, but just craziness. And I wish there was like a one person who I could like find who was involved in those, who I can just like have on this. But I don't even know who these people were. I never even like caught their names or anything.
Yeah. I'm going to track them down. I'll track one down.
We could. I don't think we even could.
There's been an investigation.
Yeah.
If cops knocked on your door, they knocked on at least three other doors. I will track them down.
Anyway. All right, everybody. What do we got to get out of here on, Alex?
Gone are the days of...
walking around community swimming pools and and kimonos.
Yeah,
thank the Lord for that. But you know, it's that's life in Hollywood.
But also gone are the Hollywood Nights. Bob Seger.
Man, this one brings it back. Yes, she was a Midwestern girl on her own. Something like
in
that.
In a kimono.
Yeah,
in
walking
Malibu.
Around the pool. Then he lit a fire indoors.
Josh was a new model in town.
Turns out that Sprite is not Sprite at all. It's liquor, but we couldn't afford beer, so we just bought Sprite.
Mm.
There was a one time we were shooting on the beach, and there was a we had our props were always just Sprite and like a towel.
Yeah.
And that was it. And there was never a cut or any type of continuity or anything. And at one point, we had a blanket down. One side of the blanket was blue. The other side of the blanket was red. Okay. For whatever reason. At one point, we're just making shit up for like an hour. And he's just got his video camera rolling. Okay. At one point, the wind blows and it blows the blanket. And he goes, stop, 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 cut, cut. What side was the blanket on when it blew away? Was it on its red side or its blue side? I was like, for what? He's like, for editing. I was like, editing? Are you out of your fucking mind? There's no way. Continuity. Are you familiar with continuity? I was like, yeah, I am. Are you? Oh, but I remember him freaking out about he needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I don't know. Rewind your videotape and look, you dumb fuck. Thank you, Bob Seger. Thank you all. Frangiola.fun, come see us live. Bye-bye. We'll be back. More Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else. See you in Philadelphia and D.C. Bye-bye.